afternoon, the exotic vet. Chrissy speaking.
Oh, hi, Chrissy. Just wondering if I've dealt with Vanessa before. Just wondering if she'd be able to. I've got some baby Rex guinea pigs and some hairs going into their eyes because they're so curly. I'm just wondering if she would be able to advise what cream I might be able to apply, or I need to bring them in, or.
Oh, okay. She's not here at the moment. She's at a conference this weekend.
Okay.
I have to check with the other vet. How much are they growing into their eyes?
It's just, I think, they're born. One was born this morning, one was born yesterday, and one of them, the one born yesterday, has got a little bit going into the eyes today, and the other one's, like, just squinting a bit. So I think he's just so curly that it's just a bit awkward for him. So I don't know if there's some sort of cream I can just do to sort of spread it away from his eyes but still not affect him or her.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Have you tried using eye drops or anything yet?
No, I haven't. I just didn't want to put anything that might hurt them.
Yeah, no worries. All right, let me just check with the other vet, see if he might know anything. I'll just pop you on hold.
Yeah, that's okay.
Should sort of grow out hopefully in a couple of weeks.
That's what I've just want to make sure that it doesn't hurt them in the process. I've contacted one of the Rex breeders that I used to have contact with because like I haven't had this problem with previous because I haven't been as curly as this, but just sort of getting into their eyes. I think when they're feeding and then, like, it might sort of brush into their eyes and they come out and they just look a bit squinty and then I have to sort of, like, keep checking and pushing it away with my, clean fingers. But
So you could try just some sort of just lubricating eye drops, like the Systane that you get from the chemist. You can try that and just sort of, keep their eyes lubricated. Otherwise, like, you could try something like Vaseline.
I think on Google that's sort of,
So around the eye, not in the eye, but just around, like a little bit around the outside just to keep the hair back a little bit.
It's a little bit wild,
That shouldn't be sort of harmful or anything as long as it doesn't actual eye. But the eye drops probably good. You can get, like, thick eye drops that might help sort of push it back as well. I can't remember what they're called. Like, I know Systane, the brand Systane, does like a thick eye drop and it's like it's really, really thick and it sort of stays in your eye, but it also, I find, you can sort of just like push your eyelashes back when you put it in your eyes. So that might be helpful as well to sort of keep the hair back a little bit maybe.
Okay.
But, yeah, maybe try something like that first and see if that
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, see how you go with that.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is Vanessa back next week? I guess it's probably eyes need to get done ASAP if there's any issues.
That's the thing. Yeah, if you're finding that they're getting possible ulcers or anything like that, Dr. Brock's here till the rest of the week. But Dr. Vanessa, she won't be back until Tuesday.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah.
She's pretty free on Tuesday so far.
Yeah.
If I get onto it ASAP, it's probably
better because they're only born like yesterday and today. So
Just start with the eye drops and see if that helps. Just keep them lubricated as well. you can do that multiple times a day. It's not going to cause
hurt their eyes.
Any issues? Okay. No. So.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's okay. No worries.
All right. Bye. All right.